And now I'm in the very fortunate position to put my feet up and let someone else do my job. Someone who will at the same time provide a no-holds-barred look at the work of the continuity announcer.
So, here's the final episode of Concrete Cow in just a moment. It has been a thrilling series, hasn't it? They really push the boundaries of comedy with this show. So stay tuned for that, assuming you have nothing better to do. They've asked me to say a bit extra in this announcement as the show's a bit short this week. One of their sketches was pulled by the lawyers at the last minute. It was something to do with a Congress of World Faiths and a stripper. Sounds hilarious. I trained at RADA, you know. I could have done this show. Easy. I could have done television, but apparently I'm too big-boned. Have you seen the size of Lisa Tarbuck? So, here I am in a continuity studio at 11 p.m. Not that you're actually listening at this time of night anyway. I could do anything. No one's listening. Just me and Steve, the sound engineer. Nope. Sorry, Steve's gone to the loo. I really can say anything I like. Listen to this. That's me rubbing my boob against the microphone. 3 years of drama school for this. Oh, why bother? Does anyone mind if I have a little drink? You'll excuse me if I have a little drinky.
Oh, forgot to add tonic, that one.
Ooh. Steve's making faces at me. I think we have to put the show on now.
Welcome to Concrete Cow, a sketch show made from words and actors.
I believe my discovery will finally put us Babylonians on the map.
What's it called?
Astrology.
And the basic premise is?
That it is possible to predict the future of people's lives by looking at the constellations in the sky. And from this, one can determine the kind of person you are and whom you can marry and so forth.
And this link strikes you as plausible, does it?
Indeed.
Well, I have to say that it sounds extremely far-fetched. And this is coming from someone who believes that the Earth is a flat crystal disc supported by four elephants on a giant turtle.
Now, hang on.
In fact, I would go so far as saying that I am, in general, highly credulous and gullible. But your contention that there are only 12 types of people in the world is clearly deeply flawed.
Now, come on.
Oi, Gilgamesh, over here. You've got to hear this, Joker.
What?
Tell him what you told me.
My astral charts, or horoscopes, enable us to predict the future of people depending on the movement of planets and stars.
You're having a laugh, aren't you?
Just to put this in context, Gilgamesh here worships a god with the head of a wolf. He believes he has to mummify his relatives and pets in order to qualify for the afterlife, and even he finds your so-called horoscopes implausible.
It's true.
Xerxes, when were you born?
March.
Ah, Pisces. Avoid stressful situations.
Oh, yeah.
Try to stay positive.
Nice and vague.
And you may be lucky in love.
Really? Let's have a look at that. Yes.
Oh, do me!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your senior conductor. Welcome you aboard 1215 London King's Cross to Edinburgh, calling at Peterborough, Stevenage, York, Darlington, Newcastle and Edinburgh, and possibly stopping at Doncaster if we can be asked. Might not bother, though. It's a bit of a dump. Driver's Vauxhall got dented there last week and he's not too keen, to be honest, and we're pretty much in his hands, really. Buffet car to the rear, thank you.
Yeah.
See, for me, it's spiders. I just can't stand them.
Oh, no, I don't mind spiders, actually.
Oh, but you must be afraid of something.
Well, I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, well, that's not too... You
know. Well, I say heights. I'm more afraid of being dropped out of an aeroplane without a parachute.
Right.
Just sounds very frightening. Mm. I'm actually quite scared of being attacked by a man with a long sword or being shot from quite close up with a crossbow. something I've got to deal with, really.
Yeah, so just stay away from battle reenactments, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if that's your biggest fear, that's not too bad.
No, that's not my greatest fear.
Oh, so what is?
Well, I'm sure it's not that uncommon, but it frightens me.
Oh, it's not the dark, is it?
Well, sort of. It's being in space, like outer space, except I'm not floating around in a spacesuit, which might be quite nice, as long as you had a fresh supply of oxygen.
Oh, yeah, it would be really scary if you didn't.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. What would be really scary would be being sealed in a lead box, and then, like, this box is left drifting in space, and then I discover that in the shadows of this box...
Oh, so the box isn't absolutely pitch black, then?
Yeah, you know, let me finish, yeah? In the really dark recess of the box is an undead wolf, yeah? But I can't see him, but I know that he can see me because he's got a torch, and he's an evolved and appendable thumb to operate the little switch on the top.
Yeah.
But even though I can't see him, I know that he's smiling at my patheticness, and because he's undead, he can eat my flesh, fear, and soul. Yeah. And the air is running out because the wolf is panting and using up all the oxygen quite quickly, which is odd because he's undead and doesn't breathe in the conventional sense, you know, which in turn, you know, makes it all the more freaky.
Yeah, it's not really a phobia, though, is it? I mean... A phobia is an irrational fear.
Well, Madame Brave, I think if you were in that situation and you weren't scared, you'd be pretty weird.
Hail Horatius, Governor of Syracuse. May the gods look favourably on you this day, and may Rome be grateful to its favourite son.
Yes, yes, good morning, Cunctata. Well, I suppose we'd better make a start. What have we got today?
Well, we have a senator from Rome touring the province, a delegation from northern Germania, and four new runners with Epsilon male messages in your inn chamber.
Well, I don't feel like doing any proper work yet. I might as well muck around on the Epsilon male for a bit. Show the runners in.
All right, I'll bring in the first three. The fourth arrived with quite a large attachment, and it's taking him a while to get through the door.
Fine.
Right, the first one is from Gaius Maximus in Rhodes.
Oh, sorry about the delay. I think it might help if you clear a few of the runners from your inn chamber. It's quite cramped in there at the moment. Almost impossible to open the message scrolls. Here it is. It's called, Have You Seen These? Really funny. Well,
this should be good.
I'll read it, my lord. Oh, yeah. You know you're a child of Caesar Augustus's reign if... I. You ever had a picture of Helen of Troy on your wall? I. You ever laughed at one of Ovid's jokes? I. You still think Britannia is an exotic holiday destination? IV.
I've heard all these. Oh. Who's the next one from?
It's from Marcus Attius. It reads, Here is address for site where you can download a fantastic dirty mosaic. Very graphic. You owe me I.
Oh, what an idiot. He's always going to get us into trouble using the Imperial Runner net for this sort of thing. Doesn't he realise they monitor it?
Yeah, I'd better burn the scroll and delete the runner.
What?
Come here.
We don't want any traces left. Right, what's next?
It's from one of the new startup runner net companies. Pass this on to 10 friends and get a free toga.
Well, those never work.
Ah, the final runner with the attachment has made it through.
Your portal's really small. It took me ages to get through. Here's your message.
It's from Rome. Doesn't say it's from, but it's entitled Free Holiday to Alexandria.
Oh, great. Read the message then.
Yeah, it says, Congratulations, you've just been hit by the Pompeii virus.
Oh, no. What the hell is going on?
Well, your other runners just spontaneously transcribed the message and have run off to all the other entries in your address slate.
Can't we stop them?
Oh.
What the hell is he doing?
It looks like he's deleting all the information on your hard slate.
Send a herald to the help desk and sacrifice a goat to whichever god is supposed to be overseeing this lot.
Of course.
And did you back up the slate last night? Oh, typical. Bloody technology.
First, there was the monkey. Then, through evolutionary genetic mutation, one monkey, with his increased intelligence and enhanced skills of communication, realized he was the first man.
Behold, I am man! Hello? Hello? Right. Thank you. If you try cooking that food on the smouldering tree, it'll be much easier to digest, trust me. Oh, and I've just realised, for the sake of the propagation of my species, I'm going to have to do it with a monkey.
Come in.
Thomas Hardy to see you.
Oh, great. Show him in. Thomas, darling.
Hello.
Oh, God, who died?
Practically everyone.
Oh, dear. Do you want to talk about it? Please say no.
No.
Good. Now, I've been thinking, your recent works and where we might go from here with follow-up novels, etc. And wondered if I could float something past you.
Float something? Like a corpse on a slow-moving river.
Yeah. It's actually about this whole kind of, you know, negative thing. Your last book, Jude the Obscure, was about a man who struggles to improve his lot in life, but doesn't.
It rings true.
Yeah, or far from the madding crowd. The toss of a coin, a Valentine's card, and man's life is destroyed. Not very up, is it?
I have got a new idea for a book.
Oh, called?
The Man Who Dies at the End.
Right, bit of a giveaway in the title.
It's about a destitute peasant.
Who is?
Blind.
Right. But he heroically overcomes his condition and social status by giving his life to save a beautiful woman.
No, he's just randomly stabbed.
Right. But the woman is?
Dead by page 23.
Okay. Now, I think the market is ripe, shall we say, for something a bit more feel-good.
Like what?
Well, I was thinking maybe a sequel to Jude the Obscure, but with a long-lost twin brother. A bit of slapstick and some humorous misunderstandings, which result in his becoming Prime Minister? No, okay. Something more for the ladies this time. A story about a milkmaid who's got a bit of a hang-up about being single. She falls for a senior farmhand who's no good for her, but ends up with a cowherd. She'd mistakenly assumed to be dull. And it's all written from her point of view. Or call it something like Bridget Jones's Dairy.
No.
Oh, well, it was worth a try. But before you go, I just have to ask you, why all this tragedy? Why can't we just for once have something nice or happy?
Life is one long meaningless sequence of incidents that lead to tragedy, pain and suffering.
Yeah, you really think that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, careful on the way out. Whatever you do, don't stand on my daughter's thoughtlessly left-out roller skate and fall down the stairs into those old milk bottles and other objects that make a really big noise when they break.
Okay.
Bye then.
Oops. Oh.
Son, I've been meaning to have a talk with you.
Sure, Dad. What about?
Well, son, have you ever wondered why you and me are different from everyone else? You know, why you're... You know, why we're human and everyone else is a monkey.
Actually, Dad, I have been a bit curious, yes.
Yeah. Basically, son, I'm a freak, but with a highly successful genetic mutation with better posture and superior intelligence. I'm the product of evolution.
Yeah, sorry, Dad, I just don't buy that.
What?
Well, this whole evolution thing, genetic mutation strikes me as highly unlikely. I suspect it's the work of some kind of creator god who made the world in... Oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 days?
Son, this planet is billions of years old. I'm descended from monkeys.
Yeah, you say that, but I've only got your word for it. I mean, there's no archaeological evidence to support your claim, is there?
Oh, great. The first man has a creationist son.
I'm going to ask Mum.
She won't understand you. She doesn't understand me. She's a monkey.
Don't you ever talk about my mother like that!
She is. and left, left, left. Right, right, straight through the woods.
Okay.
Now, get ready to turn right. And right, right, right. Okay, change down and left, left, left. Now, hang on, I'm missing a page here.
What?
A page is gone. I'm going to have to look for it.
Well, find it quick. We're losing time.
Do you mind if I just pop this light on for just for a second?
Yes, do whatever.
Oh, it's not here. Might be in the glove compartment. No. Ooh, do you want the last pair drop?
No! just find out where we are.
We could go back and ask. No, wait. There's a big atlas in the boot. It might be in there. Pull over.
I am not pulling over.
Well, we're going to have to get lost if we don't stop. You know, it's either that or phone Dad. Oh. Right, indicate... Right, let's, actually, we could just follow them.
Okay, get in, let's go!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your senior conductor again. For those of you who were hoping to alight at Doncaster... There she goes. Well, I hope you at least had a chance to wave your friends and family goodbye on the platform. In a few moments, we'll be arriving at York. The buffet car is now in the middle carriage.
For those of you unfamiliar with Rome, the internet, or a humorous hybrid of both, the puns in the following sketch have been highlighted for your enjoyment.
So, you're telling me we managed to get another virus?
Yes, Horatius.
Well, how the hell did it happen this time? I thought we had a wall covered in highly flammable tar to stop this sort of thing.
Yes. Well, we didn't use the firewall because we thought it was from a trusted source. Thought it might be one of those things you unzip and it turns out to be one of those funny advertisements for mead with the old ladies going, Ave!
That's what I call a proper joke.
Yes. Anyway, this package was shaped like a horse, so we carried it in and we loaded it down onto the hard driveway by the gates, and all these things came out and started attacking files of soldiers, dumped loads of boiling, compressed old meat onto their armour.
Oh, the old spam on Hotmail. You always get that. Almost as annoying as when you're trying to view something and someone runs past you with one of those big flags.
Banners?
Yeah. They just pop up out of nowhere. Anyway, what else did the attackers do?
Well, they displayed this large sign which said, your system is about to decline and fall. Press Control Alt Delete to restart. And then somehow they got around the whole fort and sealed up everything so we can't open any windows. Except for the storeroom with the apples.
Sounds like the Trojans are behind this. From now on, maximum security. Get the firewall burning 24/7, and if anyone wants to use this fort installation, they've got to bring a log in. So, both 10th and 12th Panzer are to be refitted. They will be up to strength by December. I want the SS armored divisions moved east as soon as possible. Now, where is that report from Keitel on garrisons for Normandy? Bormann, come in.
Mein Führer, a moment, please.
Would you gentlemen excuse me a moment? We will reconvene in 30 minutes for the orders of the day. You may leave. So, Martin.
I have a very urgent classified security briefing from a top Abwehr agent.
Yes?
It concerns England. It is very grave news.
What could it possibly be? We have some on the run. In a matter of months, they will sue for peace.
No, it's a little bit more, personal than that.
Continue.
It's about the Führer testicles.
Mein testicles?
Yes, this is very embarrassing. Have you counted them recently?
Counting them? Why would I count them? I have two. We all have two. I was born with two. I've always had two. If I feel them now, I can feel... Oh, my God, I only have one.
That is what the agent has reported.
Where has the other one gone?
According to both the Abwehr and the SD, it appears to be on display in some form of concert venue in London. Look at... At grid reference 37/42. Here it is. The Albert Hall.
The Albert Hall?
Yes, mein Führer. In some kind of glass case. It is a terrible lapse of security. I will conduct an internal review personally.
Has this happened with anyone else?
As soon as we found out, we conducted a review of all senior party functionaries. I have the medical reports here.
Going?
He does have two, but according to Dr. Moreau, they are, by all account, very small.
Himmler?
Has got quite similar.
And Goebbels?
Has no balls at all. They are completely absent, but they are also not on public display for the people to look at and sing songs about.
Damn those English! I have conquered half of Europe, and now you tell me a private bit of my anatomy is in a trophy case in Kensington! Bring out your plans for invading England again! We must retrieve the Führer gonad at all costs before the children start singing songs about it!
Ah, that was the second part of the report.
Hello again. Just thought I'd say hello. Me and Steve are having a ball. Much more fun than this show.
No, it hasn't finished yet. Oh. Put the fader down. There's another 10 minutes to go. Watch this. I'm going to smoke a cigarette up my nose.
Kiss me, Steve. Kiss me now. Ow! Ow! Oh.
Take a cigarette out of your nose first.
Sorry.
Coming home from work, Jonathan Matthews walks through a portal which transports him to another world without any further explanation.
Where am I?
You are in the forest of Magdal, in the land of Tharke.
Who are you?
I am Wenra, queen of the wood nymphs.
Oh, you're a nymph.
That's right.
Is there any connection between the word nymph
and nymphomaniac? No.
Oh.
It is not safe here. You must find safety in the west, in the land of the mood.
So, I have an epic journey ahead of me.
It's not that far.
Right.
But be careful. The lands of Yulmak are the battlefields of a great war and epic struggle that has lasted many thousands of years.
So, it's a timeless struggle between good and evil.
Well, I didn't say that.
But which side is in the right? Surely one side is a peace-loving nation of men and the other a marauding horde of evil goblins.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty naive view of war, if you don't mind me saying.
But you said it was an epic struggle that has lasted many thousands of years.
For which both sides are partially responsible.
Who then shall I fight for?
No one. Just go home. I was just warning you about the war.
But war is a senseless waste.
They probably like it. They've been doing it for years. They must at least quite like it.
But is your land not in peril?
No, they think the forest is haunted.
Is it?
No. But it is amazing the effects you can get with some panpipes and a system of pulleys. Anywho... On your travels, you may encounter the great wizard Gangre.
What must I take him? A crystal? A ring?
Take him this.
What a beautiful cloak.
But I must warn you, do not put it on.
Will it make me disappear?
No, you'll rip the seams. You're clearly much bigger than him.
Right. And will he be able to get me home?
He will take you through the tunnels of Kreskar.
And does that lead to Mount Despair in the heart of the realm of the Dark Prince Maegron?
No, it's a way back to East Dulwich. Misses all the traffic.
Oh, yeah.
John Bunyan, you are an habitual nonconformist preacher who presumably accepts imprisonment in the same casual manner. You shall go to Bedford Jail for 12 years.
Oi, Bunyan.
What do you want, Foxy, you horrible little nook? Why don't you naff off? Leave me in peace.
The daddy, Milton, wants to have a word with you.
Oh, you running for the genial John Milton now, are you? Cool, he must be desperate.
He's heard on the grapevine that you're writing a Christian allegory on the quiet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lightfingers Marvell claims you told him about some Herbert called Christian who has a burden on his back and on the advice of evangelists flees from the city of distraction.
Oh, that little grass. I'll string him up when I catch a little nook.
So is it true, then?
Might be, Foxy, might be. Why don't you just tell old Milton to turn a blind eye to it, eh?
Don't get funny with me, Bunyan. Mr. Milton wanted me to pass on a message. No one in this nick writes epic allegorical works without his permission. You've got that. He's penning his own one at the moment about the fall of man.
Ah, fall of man, is it now? Bit of a coincidence.
Yeah, and if he's writing about Satan, Beelzebub and the rest of the angels, and then you start coming out with all this giant despair and Mr. Worldly Wise Man cobblers, then Mr. Milton's going to look a right berk. Understand?
Now, there's no discouragement that's going to make me...
What's going on in here?
fraternisation, is it?
Oh, God help, up here comes old Braveheart himself.
Listen here, Bunyan. Some things have gone missing from the governor's office. Namely, Fawkes's Book of Martyrs, a copy of Marvel's A Narration Ode Upon Cromwell's Return from Ireland, and a tin of pineapple chunks. Now, I don't have proof, but if I find out you stole them, then it'll be 2 weeks in the Anglican chapel. I'll leave you to think about that.
Yeah, and I'm going an all Bunyan, but don't you forget what Milton said. Leave off the allegorical fables, or you'll get the billiard ball in the silk stocking. Got it?
Meanwhile, back in the lands of Yulmak, there is a great battle between the forces of quite good and mildly evil.
No, forward! Forward for forefathers! Forward for our freedom!
Charge!
What the hell are you doing here?
Oh, Wenra. I thought the wood nymphs weren't involved.
Well, they're not.
Then why are you here on the battle plains of Yulmak?
Meetings, you know. Anyway, why haven't you gone home?
Well, I felt it was my destiny to defend Fort Bogorash against the invading orcs.
Have you had any kind of combat training?
No.
Well, then you're going to get cut to pieces, you idiot.
Not with my enchanted cloak.
Oh, it's not enchanted. What, you think it makes you invisible, indestructible?
A bit.
How about this?
Ow!
You see, you're just throwing your life away to become an unnoticed statistic in a senseless world. Why don't you go back to your regular job?
Because I work in IT.
Oh, that would explain it.
Charge!
That was Concrete Cow, starring Robert Webb, Chris Pavlo, Sally Hawkins, Stephen Kimmon, and Olivia Colman. It was written by James Carey, Robin Innes, Captain Shepard, Adam Bromley, Sally Hawkins, John Holmes, Ashley Blaker, Stuart Barker, Tim Fitzhyman, and Owen Powell. The script editors were Steve Funt and James Carey. The producer was Adam Bromley.
That was the last in the series. And I have had an absolute ball, darlings. That's not all I've had. Steve, where is he?
Oh, I feel terrible.
He's a typical man, no stamina. Anyway, seeing as it's just you and me, let me tell you a bit about that show. Now, that girl, Sally, I don't know how she got her job. Because she... Oh!
There she is!
Ah! It's security!
Come on. Cover her up for God's sake, will you?
Men in uniform!
Jeez!
Oh, I love you.
Put this on, love. Have a bit of
dignity. Oh, there's someone with his head in a bin. He's got a cigarette up his nose. Look, wait a minute. The red light's still on. Just get him up. Turn the thing on.
Oh! Hello, Sally.
Well, I'm glad to hear the continuity announcer is still